Welcome to another edition of Garden Talk. I'm Larry Mueller here. Great to have you with us today as we talk about tree planting and shrub care and tree care with our guest Laura Jull. She'll be with us in just a minute, but want to remind you we're in our spring public radio member drive, and our goal is to keep bringing you Garden Talk every week. It's been going strong for a long time. Your support makes it happen because listener support is actually the largest source of funding for our programs. And so I hope you'll give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And to help me talk with you, we have Cheryl Gasser from Wisconsin Public Radio. Cheryl, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Larry. Happy Friday, or as I call it, Happy Garden Talk Day. love to be with you.
And how are we doing here?
We are, well, it's beginning of the hour. We heard from 14 donors last hour. Thank you so much to everyone who gave. And our goal this hour is to get 25 gifts. These goals are set up to make sure that WPR has the money to pay for programs like Garden Talk that you rely on.
So let's meet this goal. It happens one gift at a time, and it starts with yours at WPR.org, or you can phone 888-202-2552.
Public radio, we have a unique funding model. It's a two-way street, and it creates a high-quality product. This is how it works. You voluntarily contribute, and in turn, you get back programs that are accountable and important only to you.
I think it's an amazing system. You get programs worth listening to precisely because you step up and support them. So make your contribution for the independent news we have, the information, music right now. Help pay for all those programs you enjoy on WPR. Just do it by going to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
We heard from Nancy in Walworth, who made a pledge and says, WPR is the only place I can access information about Wisconsin and the world, from state and national politics to bugs, pets, and gardens. Larry, thank you so much. I love WPR. Well, Nancy, we love hearing from you. And this is such a great example from Nancy of how Wisconsin Public Radio is your station. It's the one that wakes you up in the morning, rides with you on your commute, and keeps you company during the day.
And the beauty of WPR is that you get to decide how much to pay for the programs you enjoy. I know a lot of first-time donors give $100, or maybe they do $10 a month. You pick the amount that's right for you.
And your gift, along with donations from other listeners, add up to WPR's largest source of funding, so you can be part of it. Join the team right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
What kinds of things do you spend a dollar a day on?
I easily spend a dollar a day on coffee, even if I buy cheap coffee.
My gym membership, I definitely spend probably more than a dollar a day on.
The bus.
Easily gum.
Spinach.
I spend a buck or two on a delicious treat every day, though I do share it with a friend often.
It's easy to spend a dollar a day, or even more, on things that are a part of your daily routine. What about Wisconsin Public Radio? Every day you get information and news that helps you understand the world. You also hear music that lifts your spirits and entertainment that makes you smile. So invest a dollar a day in Wisconsin Public Radio right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Let me repeat that last part. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Cheryl Gasser. And your support today of WPR keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And your contribution, I don't care, it might be $10 a month, could be $100 a month. We certainly appreciate and we count on your gift.
We really, really do. And giving to WPR, no matter the amount, it is so easy, isn't it, Larry? You and I both know that. It takes just a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say $10 a month.
I've done it many a time. I've added to my normal pledge for the year by, and I phone in just to see how it works, and it really only does take 2 minutes. The donation comes back to you every day in the form of engaging programs. So show your support at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
We are looking for 25 gifts this hour, 25 members. Won't you be the next member? Whether you're a new member, a returning member, someone like Larry making an additional gift, we would love to hear from you. And it's because you make WPR possible when you give. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have, I know it's about 47 minutes or so left this hour, looking for, oh my goodness, 24 more people to join in. So I hope you'll support Wisconsin Public Radio. And maybe they could ask for a pair of WPR pint cups.
Cheryl, ooh, tell me more, Larry.
Well, with an eye-catching geometric design, your love for WPR will be on full display with every sip. So ask for yours with your gift of $20 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And I think, Larry, you could take those WPR pint cups out into the garden with some refreshing iced tea or maybe an Arnold Palmer. Show your support, grab a couple of these WPR pint cups, and hey, if you're not already, become a sustainer right now. It's so easy to set up. You'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card, all in support of WPR and Garden Talk and the Larry Mueller Show. You can make that gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you'll be providing reliable support for Garden Talk and everything you love on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah, we always love votes in the way of contributions for Garden Talk. This is the time to do it. If you haven't done it yet, do it right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And thank you, Cheryl. You'll come back and be with us again sometime.
You bet.
She's waving at me. Okay, she will, but I'm looking forward to talking to our guest today, Laura Joe. Here we are, Arbor Day week, and there's going to be a lot of planting of trees going on. Laura Joe's the perfect person to talk to. She's an associate professor and extension specialist for woody ornamentals in the Department of Horticulture at UW-Madison. So as we talk with Laura, what would you like to know about the process of planting a tree? Are there questions about trees or shrubs or vines? Those are the areas we want to focus on today. We'd love to hear from you. Give a call, 800-642-1234, or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Laura Joe, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Well, thank you, Larry. It's good to be here. It's Arbor Day, so
it's Arbor Day. Yeah, many a time on Arbor Day, I've been in Bayfield, Wisconsin, and folks from the DNR would come in and plant a tree with the kids, the local children in that area. It was always a lot of fun to watch, and they know how to do it. And you know, many people do know how, but there are many people that don't do it right, I think. I see it when I drive around town, as a matter of fact. What are the basic things to remember when deciding, well, let's take where to plant first, where to plant a tree?
Well, if you're planting trees, one of the first things I suggest is to look up. And what I mean by that is there power lines near or above where you're going to plant a tree? And if so, don't plant the tree.
Simple as that.
Yeah. It seems common sense, but you'd be surprised how many times I see large shade trees planted right underneath power lines, and that's going to become a maintenance nightmare for the utility companies. However, smaller trees that don't grow as tall, so something like a crabapple or a serviceberry that is around 20 feet tall, might be better. However, power line height varies with each city. You know, some of them are, I've seen as low as, you know, 15 feet. And planting any tree, whether it's big or large, or I mean large or small, would not be a good choice underneath the power line. So make sure you know the maximum height of the tree you're planting. And then the second thing I would do is get a soil test done. Determine what type of soil you have, what the soil pH is, which influences the availability of mineral nutrients for the tree. And always plant something that's cold hardy. You know, I sometimes see catalogs advertising crepe myrtle for sale here in Wisconsin. Now, unless you live in the banana belt of Wisconsin, it's just not going to survive here. Now, I know people have had success growing crepe myrtle in a very protected courtyard situation, but that's very rare. It's rated as more of a zone 6 or 7 hardiness zone. So stick with something that's hardy. And I'm a big fan of bare root planting. And what that means is you buy the tree and it's dormant. It's not leafed out yet. And it doesn't have any soil pot or anything like that around the roots. It's just roots that are bare. And the time to bare root trees and plant them is right now. It's getting a little late because they're starting to leaf out. Once they start to leaf out, we then typically switch to bald and burlapped. I'm personally not a huge fan of container-grown trees in particular. If you do get container-grown trees, and this is from my own experience as well as many others, I would bare root it, meaning you wash that soil off those trees. You don't have to do it with shrubs, but with trees in particular you do, because a lot of times there's hidden problems inside containers that you don't see, such as circling roots, girdling roots that may be, you know, 3-4 inches deep in the actual pot that you don't see, that then could become life-threatening to the tree as the tree gets older.
So lots to think about that. And then when you get it home, you're going to dig a hole. How big a hole should you dig?
Well, that's a very good question. You don't have to dig a burial spot. you're actually, the wider, the better versus deep.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure, because a lot of times when you get container-grown or bald and burlap trees, that root flare is buried inside the ball or the container, and you don't see it. And what I mean by root flare, that's the area of the trunk that starts to flare where it meets the root system. And you'll see it. But a lot of times you don't see it in perhaps bald and burlap or container-grown trees. So you need to remove the excess soil above the root flare, and sometimes that can be, you know, 3, 4, 5, even up to 8 inches deep inside that root ball or container. And it takes, you know, you stick something like a screwdriver, for example, into the top of the root ball next to the tree, and you're not jabbing it, you're gently entering it, and you're trying to find where that first order lateral root starts off of the root flare. And most of the time, you know, good nurseries it'll be shallow, maybe an inch deep in the root ball. I've had trees that I've planted in my own yard that were 6 inches deep. And so all that excess soil needs to be removed. And once you do that, then you can place the tree in the planting site. So very often, after scraping all that excess soil off, you don't have to dig as deep of a hole.
Exactly right.
Right. Yeah, it's, again, wider than deep. And you want to, the width should be at least 2 to 3 times the width of the root ball, if possible. I know that's not, you know, conducive in some small areas, but you want it at least 1.5 to 2 times the width of the root ball.
Laura Jowell, our guest today, she is an extension specialist for woody ornamentals in the Department of Horticulture at UW-Madison. She's got a lot more to say about planting trees and caring for trees. So stay with us and think up your own questions. You can ask those questions of her going online by emailing us or giving us a call. I'm going to give a call out to Cheryl Gasser because she's back for our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Member Drive. Your support is such an essential piece of the funding for all the programs you enjoy on WPR. Listener support, you may know, is the largest source of funding for our show. So this drive is your time to take action and make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552. Cheryl, how are we doing?
We are on our way, Larry. We have about 40 minutes left in the hour, and we are looking for 23 more people to join in. It takes just a couple minutes, so there's plenty of time for you. And we know that you enjoy Garden Talk. We would love to hear from you this hour because you can make your gift to support the programs that you enjoy and rely on every single day.
We're certainly listener-powered here at WPR.org, and that means that your donation right now makes a difference. WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
We heard from Kirsten in Appleton who says, I've loved being a sustaining member and I'm putting my money where my ears are. Well, Kirsten, thank you for your support. It really does happen one gift at a time, one member at a time. And Wisconsin Public Radio is a powerful resource that we have all created together. You know, on the Larry Mueller Show, Larry and Jill and Jane and Natalie and Christina and Tyler do such an incredible job bringing the show to you with all the wonderful guests. And the programs on WPR have an impact on the state because of you. And they go beyond the state, right, Larry? It's not just here in Wisconsin. It's really regionally. And we hear from people all around the country and sometimes around the world who love your show.
Germany, Australia, Mexico. We've got calls from all over the place. Make your gift at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and be a part of this of the statewide news, talk, and music that engage and inspire hundreds of thousands of people. And during this time, it's kind of a vote for Garden Talk as well. So if you enjoy Garden Talk, I hope you will do it today at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And when you give today, become a sustainer like Larry, like me, like Kirsten in Appleton. A sustaining member means that you'll give an amount. Maybe it's $20 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. It automatically comes from your bank account or your credit card, and your monthly gift will continue. You don't need to think about it unless and until you want to make a change.
And that means we could depend on you the way you depend on us, day in and day out, year in, year out. You're still in control. You can change your giving at any time. You don't have to worry about that. So why not become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
This member drive, stay hydrated with a pair of WPR pint cups. Whether it's iced coffee or just some iced water, these steel, clean canteen cups are the perfect way to enjoy your favorite beverage and show off your WPR pride. What's your favorite drink?
A nice, ice-cold bourbon barrel stout.
A deep, rich red wine.
Okay, the good answer is pink lemonade, but my guilty favorite, cherry Pepsi. Don't tell anyone.
Ask for your pair of WPR pint cups today with your gift of $20 a month or more. Here's how.
Just give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Cheryl Gasser. Listeners support the biggest source of funding for our programs, and that's why your support is so important during this drive. Your gift could be $10 a month, could be $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And we are looking, Larry, for 23 more members in the next 34 minutes. We can totally make that happen. You can make that happen. We will meet our goal thanks to our generous members. And I think you know by now, WPR is listener powered. That's why we're here asking for your support. That's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so very important.
Join your friends and neighbors who believe in the value of WPR, believe in supporting it, believe in supporting Garden Talk, for example. It takes the support of more than 50,000 members to make WPR as good as it can be.
And if you are a sustaining member, we want to thank you so much. Maybe make today the day that you increase your gift, maybe by $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount you think is right for you. There's no wrong amount. You get to choose. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Chris in Appleton says, since our move to Wisconsin, my wife and I started our day each morning listening to NPR, decided it was time to do our part. Isn't that great? Amadea in Eau Claire says, I've wanted to donate forever, and I finally can. Well, what about you? Can you do it? Your gift right now is so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Thanks if you have already given. If you haven't, do it right now. Talking about trees and shrubs, we started by talking about planting trees today. We've still got some things we can talk about regarding that with Laura Gell, Associate Professor and Extension Specialist for Woody Ornamentals in the Department of Horticulture at UW-Madison. Laura, you were talking about not making your tree look like a telephone pole once it's in the ground. To get that root flare out, and I think that's so important, and the size of the hole, as you said, is so important. Some people were wondering about fertilizing. Do you need to do that, and what type is best?
When you're planting trees, I would not fertilize, and there's a specific reason why. Whenever you're fertilizing, in order for that tree to uptake that fertilizer, it requires energy from the tree to uptake nutrients, fertilizer. And whenever you're doing that, you're taking the energy away from the tree that could be used to form new roots. Also, when you're digging a tree and planting it, obviously some of the roots have been cut. And they've shown in research that having fertilizer, a lot of fertilizer, near these new roots can actually lead to some pathogen development. And there's a number of things I don't want to get into detail, but it's just not needed. The first couple years you plant a tree, after you plant a tree, you're going to want to put on new roots and not necessarily new tree growth above the ground. And that's very, it's hard for people to kind of grasp their thought around that, but it's very important to hold off on fertilizer. And then again, do a soil test. You may not need to add much fertilizer, and you may only need to add nitrogen, and you don't need to add phosphorus or potassium, the three numbers in most fertilizers. They have like the first number, like 10, 10, 10. The first would be nitrogen, then phosphorus, then potassium. And here in South Central Wisconsin, our soils are plentiful with phosphorus and potassium. So it'd be, you know, a waste of money if you were to fertilize with even more amounts of phosphorus or potassium. You may not need it. Again, that's where soil test is very important.
Yeah, absolutely. Janet in Milwaukee has a lot of people have questions, but Janet in Milwaukee has one for us. So let's go there and see what's on her mind. Hi, Janet.
Well, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a very old climbing rose bush, and last year I had some cutter bees that came, and they ate all my leaves. And I was wondering, this is the first time I've noticed them before, but they never just took the whole bush. And I'm wondering if there's anything environmentally safe for the bees and for my garden that I could put on there to prevent that from happening this year.
Okay, one question I have, you said they were leaf cutter bees?
Yes, I could see them. They were very small, and then they would take, I could watch them. They would take pieces out of the leaf. And then and then they would come back, and then they would, you know, and when I couldn't stand there and watch them all the time, but they pretty much took all the leaves and
Leaf cutter bees normally chew almost like a half circle in the leaf. They generally don't chew, from what I've had with them, they don't generally completely defoliate a rose. Now, these weren't Japanese beetles?
No, I know what those little devils look like, because I've had those too.
those are the worst. I don't recommend, if you have, especially with a rose, it's going to be visited by pollinators, okay? And any type of insecticide you use typically is going to kill your bees. And you don't want to do that. Hand picking is one thing, though I know that's impractical and you'd have to be there all the time. I would actually refer your question to the insect diagnostic clinic at UW-Madison. And the person that runs the clinic is PJ Leisch. And PJ is excellent. And he could probably recommend maybe some safer options. It's really hard to control some of these insects when you have pollinators, and roses in particular are a big draw for bees. I don't want to kill our bees.
No. Janet, there you go. The insect UW-Madison Insect Diagnostic Lab. Give PJ a shout. You can email him. You'll get a pretty quick response. Thank you for calling. Mary in La Crosse will give you a chance. Hi, Mary. Mary, are you there? Oh, she didn't turn down her radio. Mary? All right, we're going to put Mary back on hold because she did not do what she was told, which is to turn your radio down and be ready. So we'll go to Becky in Orfordville instead. Hi, Becky.
Hi. I live out in the country, and we have a lot. We haven't built that. But anyway, there are, I assume, loggers who come in and cut down all the hardwood, the oaks, the cherry trees, walnut trees. And I was wondering if I could, how the best way to go about getting oak trees to grow. How do I do that, you know, not pay $5,000 for a half-grown tree?
So you want to know about planting an oak tree and how to plant it. You're not probably going to get a large oak tree, I don't think, Becky, especially if you want to do this, you know, for a small amount of money. What do you think, Laura?
I guess I was a little confused on the question. Is she digging these trees from forest land?
I think she wants to plant some trees on her property. Becky, is that correct?
Yeah, we have loggers who come in, not on our property, but on property around us, and cut down the hardwood trees.
Plant the hardwood trees?
Cut them down. And you want to plant some on your property.
Okay. It depends, you know, what size you want. If you want a large tree, you know, typically they're sold by caliper, like a half an inch caliper, 1 inch, 2 inch, and so on. I personally don't like to go over 3 inch caliper trees, that which is the diameter of the trunk itself at breast height. You can buy smaller trees, and in fact, I think they do better. Personally, they establish quicker in the landscape, and you know, you can buy some 1 inch caliper or even smaller. I've seen, you can buy potted trees, but then you're going to need to bare root it to get that root flare and to spread out the roots like spokes of a wheel. You don't want anything shoved in a hole where it's going to continue to spiral around the trunk. So you can start with smaller trees that don't cost as much. You can go to garden centers. There are some mail order nurseries out there. And I can't recommend any nurseries, but there's several in the state that have garden centers in the state that you can go to and buy small trees. So actually, the smaller trees, they establish quicker as long as you water them properly.
Yeah, and you can go to the Wisconsin DNR website well, to the forestry division, and there's a list of places where you can get these oak trees, well, and other trees as well. This is probably a really good, they've got a great website, so that's worth looking at.
And also the Arbor Day Foundation, they, with your membership, they send you trees if you'd like. As part of your membership, I'm a member. I don't get their trees because I've already planted the trees in my yard. I don't have enough space. But they're small little, you know, they're seedlings. They're only about a foot, foot and a half tall. But that's another way of doing it for cheap. And it's a great way to involve kids because each year they can see how big their trees are growing if they plant them with you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Becky. Good luck. Beth and Eagle will give you a chance. Hi, Beth.
Hi there.
What would you like to know?
Well, my question is about our maple trees. We have maple trees whose sap we collect, and then we make syrup, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is there's a lot of buckthorn, small variety buckthorn surrounding these maple trees that I would love to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, if we cut them and treat them, is the Roundup that we would have to use to treat them, because I don't know of anything less lethal, is that going to go down into the roots of the maple tree and harm them? I don't want poison syrup.
Right. Well, of course. Well, what I would recommend, you know, buckthorn is a horrible, horrible invasive plant. And I have had very good success with cutting the stems to the ground. And on that cut stump, immediately treat it with a systemic herbicide. And glyphosate, which is what's in Roundup, is a possible a thing you can use. And I know there's a lot of controversy out there about Roundup and cancer. You know, it's a very safe herbicide if you're using it properly and not every day. You know, I there's other products. There's also some that contain trichlorpyr. Don't ask me how to spell it. I know it starts with T-R-I-C-L something. It's kind of a hard name to spell, but trichlorpyr, that's the active ingredient. And again, when you buy something, you'll see the brand name, but you won't necessarily see the ingredient. And it's in small print on the bottom of the label. You'll see it. That is also another very good systemic herbicide. And you're just treating those cut stumps. And again, it's important that you do it within an hour of cutting it, because otherwise the xylem plugs up and you won't get good transfer of the herbicide down into the root system. But it has to be systemic herbicide. If it's just a contact herbicide, it won't work as well.
Not going to work.
And
no,
it won't harm your maple trees because you're only treating the stump of the buckthorn.
There you go. Good luck. Thank you so much for calling in, Beth. Appreciate your call. And I always appreciate Cheryl Gasser because she comes by every so often. We have great talks together. And here we are to give you a little spiel, I would say, during our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Member Drive, because your support's really the essential piece of funding for Garden Talk, for the Larry Mueller Show, and all the programs you enjoy on WPR. Still the largest source of funding for our shows. This drive, your time to take action. Make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We were kind of going a little slow, and here we're moving on in the show. And we have a few, but not as many as I'd like, Cheryl.
Well, Larry, let's, you know, give it a little bit of time. We've got 8 gifts in the door this hour, and that is wonderful. Thank you to each and every one of you. But we have about 18 minutes left to go and 17 gifts left to get. Don't you want to be part of the Garden Talk team, of the Larry Mailer team, the WPR community? We love that you listen, and now we're coming to you during this spring member drive to ask that you donate. Become a member. Help us reach these hourly goals. They're set up to make sure that we've got the funding for the programs that you enjoy. Think of everything you've learned from listening to Larry and his guests on Garden Talk, not to mention the rest of the week. I've learned so much from Laura alone today, Larry. I feel like I've saved quite a few pennies just listening to a few minutes of your show. And your donation makes it possible. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I'm wondering if you knew that Master Gardeners can get continuing education credit for listening to Garden Talk. That just goes to show what a valuable resource Garden Talk is to listeners like you. You can enjoy the show every week, whether you're an expert or you're just starting out, as a matter of fact.
And we have some of the best gardeners in our state right here to answer your questions, whether it's about fruit trees, organic gardening, rose bushes, house plants, you name it, we cover it on the Larry Mailer Show on Garden Talk. And you, yes, you can help Garden Talk grow right now by making your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Easy to spend a dollar or more a day on things that are part of your routine. I spent $1.90 on a cup of coffee this morning, as a matter of fact. So that was over a dollar. What about your favorite snack?
Oh, consider the news and information and inspiration that you get from Wisconsin and around the world every day. And if there was a vending machine for Garden Talk, I bet there'd be a line out the door. You get so much information, and maybe a dollar a day or $30 a month is just the right amount for you, just the right donation for you. Sign up right now. Make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and support the programs that you enjoy every day.
Great to have you with us for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network. Larry Mailer here with my guest, Laura Gell from the Department of Horticulture at UW-Madison. She knows an awful lot about trees and shrubs, and it's great to have her with us. I wanted to mention we're partnering with UW-Madison's Extension Horticulture Program to learn more about your experience listening to Garden Talk. I'd love to find out what you learned during the show and how you'll put it to good use, as well as your ideas. We'd love your ideas for future Garden Talk topics. So go to WPR.org/Larry and click on today's show note for a link. WPR.org/Larry. Click on today's show note for a link, or you can just type in go.wisconsin.edu/radio to put that in your browser. It'll just take you a couple of minutes. We'd certainly love to have your help on that. Laura, we've got Gail, I believe, in Hudson with a question. Let's go there. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Jerry.
Yeah, I changed my name for a day.
Well, it's my glasses are my glasses are dirty, I think. Sorry, Jerry. What's on your mind?
I understand that one. Hi. I'm looking for advice on a small ornamental tree to go in the front of the house by the stairs and so forth. It's not a large space. It's maybe at best 7 to 8 feet wide. And we originally planted a beautiful purple leaf plum in there, but it really outgrew the spot, and we had to take it down. But now it needs some structure and some height in there. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking for white. It's a cedar house with blended brick underneath, and I think white would look nice with the rest of the things I have. I thought of a tardiva hydrangea or a dogwood. I don't want any fruits dropping, so mm-hmm. I'm skipping the crabapple.
Okay. Yeah.
What's your thought?
Well, how is the height? Are you limited on the height of the tree?
Not necessarily, but the other one, because it faces west. The original plum tree started bending toward the west. And,
okay.
you know, got to be a pretty tall tree. It was reaching the, you know, story and a half eaves. So I really don't want to go too tall. I'd like to keep it in, you know, in proportion to the fairly small bed in the front. It's an L-shaped house, so it's not a real large bed in the front.
Okay, yeah, 6 to 8 feet is very narrow for any tree. Are you hoping that tree fills in the whole spot, or?
No. I've got it. There's Carl Forrester grass in back, and then it's surrounded by perennial shrubs and some other things. So, I mean, it's probably 8 feet wide, but it curves down, so it's still not going to be a large area.
Okay, and you're looking for something flowering?
Yeah, I'd like white flowers. That's why I thought of the hydrangea tardiva or the dogwood, but I don't know.
The dogwood that there's a couple dogwoods that grow here, but they're going to get too wide. Like our native pagoda dogwood, that's easily can get 25 feet in width, and that's too small of a spot for it. Yes, the hydrangeas would do fine, either a large shrub or grafted onto a tree form. And you don't have to use tardiva. There's other cultivars that are also available as grafted trees. And those include, I think Pinky Winky is one that's available as a tree form. There's also Limelight. Those are very pretty small trees. Another small tree that you could use would be Palibin Lilac, and it's spelled P-A-L-I-B-I-N, Palibin. And Palibin Lilac is normally a shrub, but they also sell it as a small grafted tree. And that would, it's not white. It's, you know, kind of like a purplish color, but it's beautiful. And it is a nice rounded crown to it, and that would fit in that area very easily.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah, I think that would look beautiful. Or planting, you know, a shrub. And then there's always columnar trees, but the ones I'm thinking of, they don't have white flowers or, you know, the flowers are not showy. And there are columnar oaks. There's a whole bunch of different shade trees that are now available as columnar forms, but that's not going to give you the flowers. You're really limited with the space that you have. You know, I love service berries, but again, they're going to get wider than 6 to 8 feet.
Yeah. Jerry, thanks. You know, relating to this, Teresa emailed, she's already transplanted 2 lilacs. You mentioned lilacs, and that's why I'm bringing this up.
Mm-hmm.
And she fertilized them. You, of course, said probably shouldn't be fertilizing. Is there anything she can do now? The deed is already done.
Well, like I said, you don't need to fertilize new trees. Wait for at least a couple years before you start any fertilization. And again, is it even needed? Now, I personally don't fertilize my trees. I've had soil tests done, and the only element that's limiting is typically nitrogen, the first number on a fertilizer bag. And nitrogen, you can add nitrogen without buying fertilizer. I mean, one of the best things in Mother Nature does this is, you know, recycled leaves that fall from the tree. There's research that was done by a former grad student of mine during his master's degree, and he indicated that you can add up to a half a pound to almost a pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet by recycling leaf compost and
so
leaving
why not
it
do
there.
That?
You know,
yeah.
It's good for the soil, it's good for the tree. Though your neighbors may not like it, and you may not like that look, but that's what Mother Nature does.
Laura Jell, our guest today, and I tell you what, it's always fun talking with her, and it's always fun having Cheryl Gasser stop by. Here we are coming up at the top of the hour during our spring member drive on Garden Talk. Your support's so important right now. If you haven't contributed yet, now is the time to support Garden Talk. You're the largest source of funding for our programs. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your contribution. Just a few minutes left. Cheryl?
That's right, Larry. Just we're making good progress toward our goal. We are getting near the end of the hour, but there is still time for your gift, and we'd love to hear from you. Your gift right now is so important because when you give, you make Garden Talk possible. You make what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio and the Larry Mueller Show possible, and who wouldn't want to be part of that?
And thanks, by the way, if you've already given, thank you so much. If you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
This has been such a great hour, Larry, with Laura talking all about how to and not to plant trees, when to dig, where to dig, how to fertilize or not. I've learned so much. And this is just one of the examples. In the last month, we've talked about edible gardens and straw bale gardening and heirloom seeds. The list goes on. And you make it possible with your gift. WPR, we're listener supported. And when you give this hour, you make Garden Talk possible. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Pick a gift amount that works for you. It takes just a couple minutes.
I'm thinking $20 a month, because if you can do that, your gift of $20 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. If you contribute that much, we can send you a pair of WPR pint cups. They're stackable. They're clean canteen cups. They're really nice and perfect for everyday use. So $20 or more per month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I've just learned a lot by listening to public radio. I feel like I can use it. It's something I can use in my life and learn more or do something different or think differently. It kind of runs in my family. My mom listens to public radio. My dad listens to public radio. My brother listens to public radio, although I think he's unlucky because he lives in New York and we have the best public radio here. I've traveled around the country and this is the best. I'm Katie Simonson from Burlington. Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for news and information.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your contribution in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller with Cheryl Gasser. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all of our programs going strong, and you might contribute $10 a month, could be $20, could be $100, whatever amount is the right amount.
There is no wrong amount. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Just a little bit of time left this hour, but there is still time. There is still room for you to make your gift to support the programs you enjoy, programs like Garden Talk. You enjoy them and you rely on them every single day.
We really enjoy bringing Garden Talk to you every week, and it brings us a lot of pleasure, and I hope it brings you some pleasure, too. And if you enjoy and you learn from Garden Talk and learn from the other shows as well, contribute now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Thanks if you've given. If you haven't, do it right now, WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for the Ideas Network. You're listening to Garden Talk on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Laura Jull, professor and extension specialist for woody ornamentals in the Department of Horticulture at UW-Madison. Love having her on during our spring member drive. And I just want to mention, we'll talk more about this later, but just to let you know, we have a challenge grant, $3,500 from the Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association and current members. So every contribution during this half hour will be doubled. So if you contribute $100, it'll become $200. So it's the perfect time. We've got a challenge grant. Just go to WPR.org and make the contribution or phone 888-202-2552 and do that right now if you can. Laura Jull, our guest. Let's take Pat in Milwaukee who's online. Pat, hi.
Hi, happy Arbor Day, Laura and Larry.
Thank you.
They were very kind, and I got a tree donated in each of your honor because they allowed me to switch my gift when I made my gift to them. So, cool.
Thank you.
My question is about shrubs. I have a Korean spice viburnum, and in front of the Korean spice viburnum that was professionally trimmed this winter, I have three Itea Little Henry. And I'm wondering that Itea Little Henry, about 14 inches tall. The viburnum is about 6 feet tall, and they're near each other. Do I need to, and they've been in about 7 years, do I need to do any trimming on the Itea?
I'm glad you brought one of my very favorite plants is the Korean spice viburnum, and I'm looking at mine out my window. It's in full bloom right now, and it's heavenly smelling. It's an excellent landscape plant. I highly recommend Korean spice viburnum. And again, it's very fragrant with white flowers right now. The Itea, I've actually tried growing Itea in my yard. It's not hardy. The fact that you've had yours for so long, it's wonderful that you're able to grow it. It is a plant, it's called Virginia Sweet Spire. And Virginia Sweet Spire, or Itea virginica, is a plant that needs acid soil. And if it doesn't have acidic soil, which is a pH below 7, then it's going to get very chlorotic. And we generally, around the Madison area at least, we don't have acidic soils usually. That is a small plant. It's not going to get very much more than, say, 3 to 4 feet tall. And, you know, unless you're shaping pruning, you really don't need to do much pruning on it. And then, you know, if you do winter pruning, like you said that a company that you hired pruned your Korean spice viburnum in the winter, they actually did remove some flower buds. Unfortunately, the best time to prune early spring flowering shrubs is right after they're done flowering because they set their flower buds for the following year in summer. So I try to avoid pruning my viburnum far after it's already bloomed. I do it pretty quickly after it's done blooming to assure that I get flower buds for the next year.
All right. Pat, thank you so much for calling and for the trees that you planted in our honor. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank
John
you.
John in Mount Horeb, we'll give you a chance. Hi, John.
Yes, thank you. I have a question about some yews in our landscaping. I think they're called Japanese yews.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing fine until this past winter when we had a lot of snow and then the deer really ate a lot of the needles off the tops.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to recover and get new needles, or are they done for?
No, actually, one thing about yews, that's the nice thing about yews is, unfortunately, they are deer's favorite snack. It's like salad bar for them. Even though the plant is poisonous to humans, but it's not to deer, and they love them. The nice thing about yews is that even if they're pruned back heavily, they will come back. It'll be slow, but you'll see the spring, you should see sprouting of new needles. And if there's any jagged edges, I would cut that, bring it back to a side branch, make sure the cut is, you know, nice and clean and not jagged, because when deer eat the plant, they tend to rip and strip some of the branches. But yews will come back. Just takes time.
Just takes a little bit of time. John, thank you so much. Tony in Mount Horeb emailed to ask if a tree spade tree is worth the cost. If so, are there limits on what's worthwhile for size and species selected?
Well, yes, they are worth the cost. However, like I mentioned earlier, if it's more than a 3-inch caliber tree, you're better off getting something smaller. Because when the larger the tree size, when you buy it, meaning more than 3-inch caliber, even at 3-inch caliber, that's getting pretty big. First of all, the root ball is going to weigh an enormous amount. We're talking 400, 500, 600 pounds, depending on the soil that it was grown in at the nursery. And they also have a lot of transplant shock the bigger you go. if you don't want to spend as much money, you know, one and a half inch caliper tree is just fine. And yes, they're smaller, but they establish quicker in the landscape.
Yeah, makes very good sense. Julie and Hollister emailed to remind listeners that a few municipalities are promoting No Mow May to support pollinators. So, Julie, thank you for that. Ed emailed that he wants to plant 6 dwarf fruit trees, but the soil is sandy. Should he amend with potting soil or topsoil, or what should he do? Six dwarf fruit trees.
Well, it depends how sandy that soil is. I again recommend a soil test, and they will determine your soil type and if you need to actually do any amendments. If it's like beach sand, where it's just very, very sandy, you're going to have to amend the area. I don't recommend amending a hole. You should never amend a hole. But planting in raised beds, bringing in topsoil, compost, you know, other materials that can be worked in. But you don't want to plant things that are very big water hogs, for example. Fruit trees, especially when they're fruiting, they do require a lot of water, meaning you're going to have to water those trees more often if your soil is very sandy. But first things first, get a soil test done. And how you do that is go online. UW-Madison has a soil testing, plant and soil analysis lab. It's located in Marshfield. You don't have to go there. You can mail it to them. And there's techniques of how to do a proper soil sample online on their website. And then you would package it up and send it to them. And they will tell you the actual amount of sand, silt, and clay in your soil. And that should be a big indicator of whether you need amendment or not. Fruit trees do need good soil drainage, so having a sandier soil can help. But if it's pure beach sand, you're going to have to put in raised beds and drastically amend the soil because it's going to just be too dry.
Yeah. Sarini in Verona emailed to ask if the no fertilizer at planting, does it apply to her magnolia shrub? Also, how well does an eastern redbud do in the Madison area? And any thoughts on planting trumpet vines in small yards? She's heard they are really invasive and can even damage foundations.
Yeah, trumpet creeper, it's beautiful in flower. I just love those beautiful orange trumpet flowers. However, it's a very aggressive vine. It spreads by root suckers and it spreads by seed. And it will come up all over your yard. So if you're using trumpet creeper, keep it away from the house. It's got a very extensive root system and will send up seedlings in places you don't want them. So if you like that nice orange color, try using a honeysuckle. And the non-invasive vine honeysuckles like Major Wheeler. Major Wheeler is a good one, as is Dropmore Scarlet. And Dropmore Scarlet and Major Wheeler are perfectly hardy in Zone 4. Now, regarding the magnolia, it's a tree. It's not a shrub. It may look like a shrub right now, but trust me, it'll develop into a tree. And you don't need to fertilize these things right when you plant them. The most important thing is water. And 1 inch of water a week, you know, what people talk about, is not going to be enough for newly planted trees and shrubs or perennials. And, you know, a very hot summer day, that root ball can dry out very quickly. Those roots haven't expanded into the soil that's there yet. So you may need every other day, or even if the temperatures are in the 90s, it may need watering daily, right where those roots are the first couple of years. And again, stick your finger in the soil. If you feel moisture, don't water. You don't want to overwater, but there's more trees killed from underwatering newly planted trees than overwatering. The second question was, or third question was eastern redbud. Yes,
yeah.
Eastern redbud is hardier, but you have to get a northern seed source. And the trees will say either Columbus strain or Minnesota strain, and the Columbus strain is from Columbus, Wisconsin. The tree is not native in Wisconsin, but these trees that were in Columbus, Wisconsin were planted 40 years ago from a northern seed source in Illinois or Michigan, not sure where it came from, and they have withstood 30 below without dieback. There are a lot of red buds available for sale that are not going to make it here in Wisconsin, and that's because they were the wrong seed source to begin with. There's a new one from Bailey's that's rated to zone 3B. I question that. 4A is more like it, and I think it's called Northern. Oh, I forgot the name of it. Anyways, it's one that is available, and that is cold hardy for us, and it's a very nice plant.
Mark wanted to remind us that the DNR sells bare root oak trees at an extremely reasonable cost. They must be ordered in the fall for spring planting. And there's a minimum order of 300. Yeah. However, the order can contain a mixture of species with a minimum of 100 trees or shrubs per species. So that's something. Go to the WDNR website. If you've got a large area, that's probably the perfect thing to do.
Yeah. Yep. Nice trees. I love oaks, especially the white oak group oaks.
Yeah, the swamp white oaks, aren't they? They're such a beautiful tree.
Yeah, I have a chinkapin oak in my yard, and I love it. It's got smaller leaves that are very scalloped looking, and it is also an oak that's native that can tolerate higher pH very well.
Wanted to mention again that we're partnering with UW-Madison's Extension Horticulture Program to learn more about your experience listening to Garden Talk. Love to find out what you learned during the show and how you'll put it to good use, as well as we want your ideas for future Garden Talk topics. So just go to WPR.org/Larry and click on today's show note for the link. You could type into go.wisc.edu/radio as well to any browser. And this whole thing's going to just take a couple of minutes, and it will be well worth your time. Laura Jell, our guest today on the Ideas Network, she knows so much about trees and shrubs. It's always a pleasure to have her come by. And it's always a pleasure to have Cheryl Gasser come by. She had a big smile on her face right now. I like that. And she's here to help me tell you about our spring member drive. You rely on the Ideas Network for informative, interesting talks like this one we just had with Laura. We rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong.
That is so true, Larry. Listener support, it is the largest source of funding for WPR programs like Garden Talk, and that is why your gift in any amount right now makes an important difference. You can make that gift, become a member at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Larry, right now is a really good time to make a gift, isn't it?
Absolutely. We have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $3,500 by 1 o'clock. We'll give you till 1 o'clock to do it, but why not do it right now? This generous match is from the Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association and some current members, and it means that they'll match every dollar you give up to $3,500.
It is their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio, in supporting Garden Talk. Double your support right now. It's a great opportunity. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Every week we hear from a different expert about one of your favorite pastimes, gardening. We talk with horticulture professors like Laura. We talk with nationally renowned gardeners who can answer a wide variety of general questions. We talk with extension horticulturists. People cover a broad range. Sometimes we specialize in lawns. We do trees, of course, today, vegetables, native plants, and a whole lot more. We love doing the show, and I hope you'll support it. You can do that when you go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And WPR, in honor of Arbor Day, has a kind of a cool thing. Cheryl, did you hear about...
I did, Larry. I heard about it, and this is so cool. In honor of Arbor Day, we are celebrating with a special thank you gift. You can plant not one, but two trees with your gift of $10 a month. And it's today only. For plant a tree as a thank you gift, we'll plant two trees for $10 a month. So join in now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you'll be ensuring WPR's essential service and forests in Wisconsin are healthy for future generations. What a great idea.
And we're doubling our trees, and we're also doubling your contribution as well, because we've got that challenge grant up to $3,500. We're doubling up on everything here. Cheryl, I love this.
It's great. And there's no better show, Larry, to double up on. You know, we heard from Susan in Madison who says, I love listening to Larry and his expert guests. It's so refreshing to hear such warm, down-to-earth discussion around practical topics that pertain to nature in our lives, like our yards, our homes, and our gardens. Larry's own expertise is so enjoyable to hear. If you agree with Susan, because you agree with Susan, because you love Larry and you love Garden Talk, make your gift, get your pledge doubled, pledge $10 a month or more, and plant two trees for the future of Wisconsin. You can do it all right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And there's still plenty left, at least probably a couple of $1,000s at least left of that challenge grant. And I think it's so good that, you know, the Master Gardener is doing this for us. They, I think, recognize the value of the program and the kind of thing that we do on Fridays, every Friday. And then Saturday morning at 6, we replay the first hour. And I know we have a lot of Saturday morning listeners as well. It's really pretty cool. And, you know, no matter where you are in the state, when you listen to WPR, you can do it anywhere in the state or, frankly, anywhere in the world anymore these days. But you're going to hear artists, you're going to hear reports, you're going to hear experts. And because you appreciate this connection to the wider world, I just hope you'll make your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You first joined the WPR community as a listener, tuning in every day, and we're so grateful to have you along. Then after a while, it's time to join the community as a donor, as a member, funding the great programs on WPR. It really is a group effort, isn't it, Larry?
We do this together, one gift at a time, $1 at a time. If you've never given before, maybe start with a donation of, say, $100 I'd do $10 a month for starting out. Whatever amount you choose, that's really the right amount. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
Now let's admit it. Sometimes we spend money on silly things.
I have definitely bought some crazy clothes.
It's a little thing, you wind it up and it goes across the top of the table. She broke it in the first 5 seconds.
Silliest thing. It was Kahlua.
It's pretty easy to make a questionable decision about how we spend our money, and it can be just as easy, and not a bad idea, to make a few sound investments along the way, like supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is the single largest source of funding at WPR, so make a sound investment with your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Let me repeat that. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Cheryl Gasser. Great opportunity. You know, as was just mentioned, listener support's our biggest source of funding. Now's your time to double your contribution, because if you give $10 a month, it's going to turn into $20. You will get that, will be covered from Wisconsin's Master Gardeners and some other Wisconsin Public Radio listeners. And it could be $10 a month, could be $100. Why not $100, Cheryl?
It could be, Larry. Whatever amount is right for you is exactly the right amount. And if you give at that $10 a month or more level, not only will we double your gift to Wisconsin Public Radio, but you can plant two trees, not just one, but two trees in honor of Arbor Day. Make your gift whatever amount you like, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, your gift, what it says right now is I value this program. I value Garden Talk. I want more of it. It makes me think. It makes me laugh sometimes. It fills some blanks in what I know about gardening. And I think it's a wonderful show, to be perfect. You know, I have no biases at all.
Not at all.
in this. But in my unbiased opinion, Garden Talk is a great program, and I hope you'll support Garden Talk right now and all of our programs here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Just make a contribution right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your contribution. And Cheryl Gasser and I will love you for it. Thanks for listening to Garden Talk on the Ideas Network.